我们很容易说啊，耶稣是神。
It is very easy for us to say, Lord Jesus, He is God.
啊，我们也会说我敬拜主耶稣。
And we also say that we do worship Lord Jesus.
啊，但是主耶稣却要问我们说，啊，你真的拜我吗？
But then Lord Jesus, He also asks, Do you really worshiping me?
我们请来看马太福音第六章。
Please turn to the book of Matthew, chapter 6.
马太福音第六章十九节。
Book of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 19.
不要为自己积攒财宝在地上，地上有虫子咬，有啊能锈坏，也有贼挖窟窿来偷。
Verse 19. Do not lay up for yourself treasure on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal.
二十节，只要积攒财宝在天上，天上没有虫子咬，不能锈坏，也没有贼挖窟窿来偷。
Verse 20, but lay up for yourself treasure in heaven, where neither moth or rust destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal.
二十一节，因为你的财宝在哪里，你的心也在那里。
Verse 21, for where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.
在这里提到几件事情。
Right here, has mentioned a few things.
啊，第一个就是天上，这个地上跟天上的对比。
The first, there's a comparison between the heaven and the earth.
啊，第二个重要的事情就是财宝在哪里，心也在那里。
And the second point is where the treasure is, that's where your heart is.
啊，天上啊，我们都知道啊，它指着啊，是我们的信仰啊，是指着教会。
We know that treasure that's treasure in the heaven it's about our faith and also it's our church.
啊，天上啊，就是指着永生啊，指着属灵的事情。
Heaven is something that's eternal and also spiritual.
那地上啊，就是我们每一天所生活、我们所看到、我们所摸到的。
And on earth is something that we, what we see, what we can touch every day.
属于地上的事情啊，常常是啊，很不确定的。
Something that's on earth is something that has uncertain.
常常我们要给自己啊，或要给别人一个保证。
A lot of times that we do want to give something or someone a guarantee.
啊，但是事实上我不能给你什么保证，你也不能够给我什么保证。
But then actually, in reality, that there's no way that we can give anyone any guarantees or vice versa.
啊，我们所看得见、所摸得着的这些事情，其实都很不确定。
So what we can see, what we can touch, are the things that are not certain.
啊，因为它很短暂啊，而且啊，它是啊没有真正的确定。
Because these things don't last, and then they are still not certain.
啊，这里特别用了三个层面啊来讲到它的这种不确定、不安全。
Right here, there's three aspects that we can see the uncertainty and not secure.
啊，这里讲到有虫。
Right here has mentioned about the moth.
哦，那会锈坏。
And also talk about rust.
啊，那还有贼会偷。
And then also there are thieves that can break in.
我们人是很真实的活在这个时间跟空间里头。
And we are all truly live in this time and space.
这个看得见摸得着的物质是我们每一天所要接触的。
And what we can see, what we can touch is something that we have to deal every day.
所以我们在物质上我们要努力。
So in the things that we can see, which are material things that we have to strive for.
而且我们要爱惜。不要浪费我们的资源。
And we need to cherish them, and we don't waste our material things.
在圣经里头也教导我们说，我们也要有所储蓄。
And in the Bible also has taught us that we also need to learn how to save.
所以箴言说，叫我们去学习蚂蚁的智慧。
And so Proverbs actually told us that we need to learn the wisdom of the ants.
这个蚂蚁在夏天的时候，资源丰富的时候，它很努力的工作。
in times for ants that they can accumulate many food for them.
因为整个环境不总是那么的丰富。
Because the whole environment is not necessarily have many things for them at all times.
就蚂蚁来讲，它会遇到冬天。
For ants that they have winters too.
在很寒冷的天气里头，它不适合在外面活动。
And for very cold weather, it's not a good environment for ants to have activities.
它必须躲在它的洞里，它的洞里必须要有食物。
And they have to hide themselves in the ant hole, and which that they save for their winters.
所以就物质的层面，我们也是要努力，我们也是要有储蓄。
So for material wise, that we also have to save them, and we also have to strive for.
一个基督徒不是说我们不需要看得见的这些物质。
For a Christian, it's not that we don't need the things that we can see.
我们也不是说这些物质不重要，它没有价值。
And those things to Christians are also has value. It's not that they are not important.
我们也不能够说这些物质都是没有意义的。
And we cannot say all these material things has no meaning.
只是这些不是我们一个基督徒最终极的目的。
And it is just saying that this is not our ultimate goal for Christians.
我们真正终极的目的是在灵里头，是在天上的。
Our ultimate goal is something that's in heaven and in spiritual.
所以我们生活在这个很真实的物质界里头，但是我们要有一个很清楚的认识。
And so we do live in a world that filled with materials, and we also have to acknowledge them.
有物质就会有所谓的财富。
And so if there's a material thing, then that means that there's also wealth.
拥有更多的物质就是所谓的更有财富。
And so if there's more, if you own more material things, that means you are more wealthy.
不要以为说拥有是一种是一种不对甚至是罪。
Do not feel that to possess all these material things, it's a sin.
而是在于说我们对所拥有的我们的态度以及我们怎么来使用。
It is just that when we have these possessing these material goods, is that we have to know how to use them, and then also very importantly our attitude.
当我们拥有，除了我们感谢神的祝福之外，
so when we possess these material goods, that we have to thank to our God.
我们另外也要想到的是，神托付我的责任是什么。
We also have to know, to recognize that the responsibilities that Lord have given to us.
我们不要滥用了神给我们物质的拥有。
And so we don't waste the material things that God has granted us.
所以在希伯来书13:16讲到神所喜悦的献祭是什么。
And so in the book of Hebrews, chapter 16, verse 13, has mentioned what kind of offering that God pleased with.
就是我们能够行善跟别人分享，这就好像一种神所喜悦的献祭。
Things that we can share our material goods with others, and this is the kind of things that pleasing God's eyes.
有时候我们也会处在缺乏贫穷的状况。
And sometimes we are also in the time that we are in need of these type of materials.
虽然我们不希望这样子，但是有时候这也真的会是我们的情况。
Even though this is not something that we like, but then this may be the situation we may be in.
所以我们也要知道贫穷它不是一种罪。
So we also need to know that to being poor is not a sin.
贫穷并不会阻碍了我们跟神的关系。
Being poor will not affecting the relationship between us and God.
贫穷并不会阻碍了我们的得救。
And being poor will not affecting our salvation.
这个路德记里头提到路德跟拿俄米他们曾经在很贫穷的状况。
Book of Ruth has also mentioned about Ruth and Naomi that they were in time of need.
但是我们看到他们跟神的关系确实非常的好。
But then we can also we still see that they have very good relationship with God.
在这种贫穷里头，神也跟他们同在， 我们也看到神对他们的带领跟祝福。
In the time that they were poor, and we still see the abundance of God with them, and also God still have given them grace and blessings.
这贫穷有时候会让我们联想到这个所谓的懒惰。
Sometimes people connecting the poor and the laziness together.
有时候懒惰是造成贫穷的一个原因。
Sometimes being poor, the reason was coming from being lazy.
贫穷不是罪，不是一种错误。
Being poor is not a sin. It's not something that you have done wrong.
但是从圣经来看，这个懒惰却是一种错误，甚至是一种罪。
But in the Bible has mentioned that being lazy, it's a sin. It's wrongful.
很多败坏的事情其实跟懒惰有关系。
There are many things that a moment ago we also have mentioned that where your treasure is, that's where your heart is.
这个啊，我们的心到底在看重什么
？So what is our heart really loyal to？
这个很重要
，which is very important。
尤其对一个在追求神、在敬拜神的人
，especially for the one that are pursuing for God and worshiping。
我们不能够认识主耶稣是神，也告诉自己要敬拜主耶稣。我们认识主耶稣是神。
We recognize that Lord Jesus is our God.
我们也告诉自己，我们要敬拜主耶稣。
And we also told ourselves that we need to worship our God.
但是我们真正敬拜的却不是主耶稣。
But then, however, we don't worship our God.
听起来好像很不合逻辑。
It seems like it doesn't make sense.
但是人常常落入这样的一个错误里头。
But then many times people fall into this wrong idea.
所以旧约的一个先知这样来评论神的百姓。
That's why in the Old Testament there was a prophet that has made a comment on God's people.
说这些百姓他们归向，是要归向，当然就是归向神。
And saying that these people should be return to God.
但是事实上他们并不是归向那个至高者。
But then, in fact, they didn't go back and return to the highest.
因为在他们的生活里头，他们真正看重的并不是这位至高者。
Because in their daily life, that God is not something that they really emphasize on.
那财宝在哪里，我们的心就会在哪里。
And so where the treasure is, that's where your heart will be.
是的，在地上我们要努力的有所储蓄。
Indeed, that when we live on the earth, that we have to know how to save.
但是那个不是我们人生的最终极的目标。
But then this is not our ultimate goal.
我们也要常常问我们自己，在天上我到底储存了多少。
We also have to ask ourselves how much treasure have we saved.
为什么我不会看重信仰
？How come we don't emphasize on in our faith?
为什么我不会去看重属灵的价值？
How come we don't emphasize on the value or spirituality?
因为我们在天上根本没有财宝。
Because we don't even have any treasure in heaven.
在地上如何去储蓄？我想不用传道来教你。
I think how to save on our daily life, we don't need pastor to teach you.
或许这样就会比我教得更好。
Maybe there are brother and sister can teach better.
那我要教大家的是如何在天上来积储我们的财宝。
But then, what I'd like to teach everyone is how we can accumulate our treasure in heaven.
我们请看启示录十四章。
Please turn to Book of Revelation, chapter 14.
启示录十四章十三节。
Revelation chapter 14, verse 13.
十三节，我听见天上有声音说：“你要写下，从今以后，在主里面死了的人有福了。”圣灵说：“是的，他们习了自己的劳苦，做工的果效也随着他们。”
Verse 13. Then I heard a voice from heaven saying to me, "Write, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on. Yes, says the Spirit.That they may rest from their labors and their work follow them.
为神来做工，这个就是在积财宝在天上。
To work for Lord, that's to save our treasure to in heaven.
这个不需要跟地上的钱财有关系。
This has nothing to do with the earthly possessions.
那再来，刚才我有提到的，用神所赐给我们的物质来行善，这个就是积财宝在天上。
Now, a moment ago, I also saying that use our positions to do goods. That's also accumulate our treasure in heaven.
跟人来分享，这是基督徒的责任之一。
To share with one another, that's also the responsibility of a Christian.
我们可以将道理来跟人分享。
We can share with other people with God's word.
我们可以将主耶稣的爱来跟人分享。
We can share the love of Lord Jesus with others.
我们可以用我们物质上的拥有来跟人分享。
We can share with other people our possessions.
再请看雅各书第二章。
Please turn to Book of James, chapter 2.
雅各书第二章第五节。
James chapter 2, verse 5.
第五节，我亲爱的弟兄们，请听。神岂不是拣选了世上的贫穷人，叫他们在信上富足，并承受他所应许给那些爱他之人的国吗？
Verse 5. Listen, my beloved brethren, has God not chosen the poor of this world to be rich in faith and heir of the kingdom which he promised to those who love him?
这个经节再次的告诉我们，物质的贫穷不等于信仰上的贫穷。
This scripture is telling us that the poor in the material doesn't mean that you have to be poor in your spirituality.
我们的银行或许没有太多的存款，这不等于我们在天上就不富足。
We may not have a lot of money in the bank. That doesn't mean that we are not rich in heaven.
这里说。这个神拣选我们是要让我们在信上来富足。
And this verse is telling us that God has chosen us so that we can be rich in heaven.
那这也是将来我们承受天国的一个原因。
And so we can inherit His kingdom, and this is the reason.
所以我们在信仰的道路上面要继续不断的来追求。
So in our journey of faith, that we have to continue to pursue.
让我们信心越来越坚强。
So our faith can be strengthened.
让我们越来越有基督的爱。
And so we have more of Christian love.
让我们的圣灵越来越充满。
And so we can have fill our Holy Spirit.
所以这个就是积财宝在天上。
And this is how we accumulate our wealth in heaven.
再请看以弗所书第三章。
And let's also take a look Ephesians chapter 3.
以弗所书第三章第八节。
Ephesians 3, verse 8.
第八节，我本来比众圣徒中最小的还小，然而他还是给我这个恩典，叫我把基督那测不透的丰富传给外邦人。
Verse 8, to me, who am less than the least of all of the saints, this grace was also, was given that I should preach among the Gentiles to the unsearchable riches of Christ.
在这里保罗说他有那个基督测不透的丰富。
And right here, Paul has saying that he has this unsearchable riches in Christ.
这个包括几件事情。
And this contains a few things.
第一个包括他，第一个就是他对主耶稣的认识。
First, that's the recognition of Lord Jesus.
主耶稣所准备的救恩。
the salvation that Lord Jesus has prepared.
第二个，他跟主耶稣的关系。
Secondly, is the relationship for him with Lord Jesus.
他说这个就是主耶稣基督那个测不透的丰富。
And this is the unsearchable riches of Christ.
这是人没有办法去啊，很多人没有办法去了解的丰富。
And this is something that many people cannot understand.
所以，但是呢，这个是啊，就是我们在天上的财宝。
But then this is a treasure that we have in heaven.
没有地上的财物，但是我们可以拥有主耶稣基督这个测不透的丰富。
Not necessary to have many material good possessions, but then we have this unsearchable riches from Christ.
所以我们的心思到底在哪里？
So where is our heart?
当然我们的心思是要在信仰在属灵的这个层面。
Of course, our heart should be in our faith and also something that's spiritual.
但是问题是我们的财宝在哪里？
But then the problem is, where is our treasure?
为什么这个心思在哪里是这么的重要？
Why is where our heart is really, is that important?
我们就必须再翻回马太福音第六章。
So we have to go back to Book of Matthew, chapter 6.
马太福音第六章，接下来主耶稣这么讲。
And then Lord Jesus had continued saying,
六章二十二节，眼睛就是身上的灯，你的眼睛若嘹亮，全身就光明。
Chapter 6, verse 22, the lamp of body is the eye. If therefore your eye is good, your whole body will be filled with light.
二十三节，你的眼睛若昏花，全身就黑暗。你里头的光若黑暗了，那黑暗是何等大呢？
Verse 23, but if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in you is darkness, how great is that darkness?
主耶稣先讲到我们人身体上的这个眼睛。
Lord Jesus, first mentioned about the eye of the body.
我们都知道眼睛是非常重要的器官之一。
We know the eyes are a very important organ.
这个眼睛决定我们是生活在光明里头还是黑暗里头。
Eyes decides that if we should live in the light or in the darkness.
有时候我们会说这个世界上最可怜的人是怎样的人。
Sometimes we do mention that who are the poorest person?
其中的一种就是这个眼睛瞎了瞎眼的人。
And one of the poorest people are people that are blind.
我们很难去想象那种对光没有感觉。
It's really hard for us to imagine the ones that has no sense to the light.
我们很难去想象一个人在生活里头完全没有色彩。
And we cannot really not imagine that people are actually living in days that has no color.
所以这里说这个眼睛如果昏花，全身就黑暗。
And that's why right here it says when your eyes is bad, then your whole body will be full of darkness.
那除了这个眼睛之外，还有一个人里头的光。
And so other than your eyes, there's also the light in your heart.
那这个里头的光如果没有了那也是黑暗的。
And so if this light in you is gone, and then you are also in darkness.
那这里说那个黑暗是何等的大，是更大的黑暗。
And right here it says, how great is that darkness? It's a really great darkness.
所以财宝在哪里，我们的心就在哪里。
So where the treasure is, that's where your heart is.
那这个我们的心在哪里，这决定我们是在黑暗里头还是在光明里头。
And our heart will decide whether that we should be in the light or in darkness.
我们心里所看重的、所喜爱的，如果是主耶稣。
Things that we are weight on is Lord Jesus.
我们所爱的、我们所看重的，如果是信仰。
And what we love, what we emphasize in our, if it's in our faith.
那么我们的里头是光明的。
Then our body would be in the light.
那因为我们的财宝在天上。
And because our treasure is in heaven.
哦，所以我们会看重信仰。
And that's why we pay more attention on our faith.
哦，我们会看重主耶稣。
And we do we will be loyal to our Lord Jesus.
哦，那我们看重主耶稣，主耶稣才在我们生活当中真的是我们的神。
And if we're really loyal to our Lord Jesus, and then Lord Jesus is really our God.
哦，一个看重信仰的人，他自然很容易被神的道理来充满。
And for someone who always pursuing Lord Jesus, he will always fill with God's word.
一个看重主耶稣的人，他跟主耶稣有美好的关系。
Someone who always wait on Lord on his faith.That he will have very good relationship with the Lord Jesus.
跟主耶稣有美好的关系，也就会被主耶稣的爱所充满。
If you, for someone that has a good relationship with the Lord Jesus, you and this person will be filled with love of Lord Jesus.
哦，一个看重主耶稣的人，他自然也会去追求这个圣灵的充满。
For someone who pay attention on the Lord, love of Lord Jesus, he will be filled with Holy Spirit.
那么里头就是光明的。
And then in his body will be in the light.
哦，这个光也能够显示出对跟不对。
And this this light can also show what will discern what is right or what's wrong.
哦，里头有光，才会引导走在对的道路上。
And if your heart has light, and then will take you to the right path.
哦，那走在怎样的道路上面啊，就决定我们最后的结果。
And to walk on which path will determine our result.
哦，所以我们现在所走的道路，就在决定我们将来的永恒。
So the path that we are walking on is the deciding our everlasting life.
那这里讲到说，你里头的光如果黑暗了
，and right here also has mentioned that if you're in the light in you, if you're in darkness，
哦，这个物质上我们知道我们要爱惜保护我们的眼睛。
We know that in this world we all have to protect our eyes。
哦，所以我们要去知道怎样会伤害我们的眼睛。
And so we know what may be the things that can hurt our eyes.
哦，那在信仰的层面上面，我们当然也要知道为什么里头的光会黑暗呢？
So in the spiritual aspect that we know why your faith has become in the darkness.
信主耶稣这么好，为什么偏偏有好多的人他并没有这个感觉？
It is so wonderful to believe in Lord Jesus. Why are there so many people don't have that feeling?
我们请看哥林多后书第四章。
Please turn to Second Corinthians chapter 4.
哥林多后书第四章第四节。
Second Corinthians chapter 4 verse 4.
第四节，此等不信的人，被这世界的神弄瞎了心眼，不叫基督荣耀的福音光照他们。基督本是神的像。
Verse 4, whose mind the God of his age has blind who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them.
这说很多世界上的人啊，是被这个世界的神弄瞎了心眼。
Right here has mentioned that there are many people in the world has been blind by the God of the world.
一开始我讲到，一个人他所爱的、他所看重的，那个就会成为他的神。
In the beginning, I already mentioned to everyone that for anyone that's paying more attention to what they are looking at, that's where their heart is.
哦，这个就是这里所谓的世界的神。
And this is the God of the world.
哦，这世界的神不一定，你想到的不一定就是哪一个宗教或是那些偶像。
Maybe if you think of God of the world, maybe some type of religion or some image idols.
哦，一个人看重财物，这个财物就会成为他的神。
if someone that's pay more attention on their material goods, this material goods will become his God.
一个人喜爱地位，地位就成为他的神。
For someone who emphasizes on his authority or status, that these will become his God.
一个人贪爱享乐，这个享乐就成为他的神。
For one who would love to be in a desire and the lust, and desire and the lust will become his God.
哦，这些神会弄瞎了他的心眼。
And all these gods will blind his eyes.
那看我们一个基督徒也是这个样子。
And so is for Christians.
我们知道耶稣是神。
We know Lord Jesus Christ, He's God.
但是如果我们的生活里头还是在看重刚才所说的那些
but then in our daily life that we are still paying a lot of attention on the things I just mentioned.
我们里头本来是要光明的。
In our heart, we are supposed to be in going to our heart will be in the light.
但是在真实的生活里头，主耶稣并不是我们真正的神。
But in our daily life.Lord Jesus Christ, He is not our real God in our heart.
就让我们里头的光黑暗了。
And so our heart can become in darkness.
那这种黑暗是更大的黑暗。
And this is the greatest darkness.
我们看到在圣经里头也有好多这样的例子。
And in the Bible has mentioned many examples like this.
在主耶稣的时代，有这个所谓的文士跟法利赛人。
In the time of Lord Jesus Christ, that there were also the scribes and the Pharisees.
他们在犹太社会里头是有地位的人。
They hold a very high status in Jewish community.
这是他们所看重的。
And those are the things that they emphasize on.
这也因为这样就让他们不认识主耶稣。
And because of the status that they don't recognize God.
主耶稣在讲到这个老底家教会啊，说他们是贫穷可怜的。
Lord Jesus has mentioned that Laodicea Church are poor.
为什么
？Why？
因为他们只看重他们所拥有的这些物质的富足。
Because they are only pay attention on their material wealth.
他们是基督徒，主耶稣是他们的神。
They are Christian, and Lord Jesus Christ is their God.
但是在真实的生活里头，财富才是他们的神。
But then in their real life, that the wealth is their God.
那为什么说这个黑暗是比眼睛瞎了的黑暗还要大
？And why do they say this darkness is even worse than the darkness of the eyes.
眼睛失明了，我们只是失去了物质上的这些彩色。
To be blind, you only lose the colors of the world.
那如果里头的光黑暗了
？But then, if your heart is in dark.
对还没有信主的人，他没有办法去明白福音的好处。
And for people who doesn't know Lord, for people who doesn't know the gospel, Lord, they wouldn't understand the goodness of the gospel.
他没有办法去得到那个最重要的。
And they cannot receive this what's most important thing.
那对一个基督徒来讲
，And for Christians,
他一直没有办法去把握住信仰所要带给他的那个真正的真正的价值。
And they cannot hold on to the real value of the faith.
那所以里头的光如果黑暗了，就会让一个人很容易的来离开信仰。
And so for someone who has a darkness inside of their heart, it's very easy for them to depart from the true faith.
一个基督徒如果里头的光变暗了。
For a Christian, if their heart is filled with darkness,
自己也会让自己的生活呢，渐渐的失去平安跟喜乐。
And their life will start slowly lose the peace and the joy.
因为跟神的关系会越来越疏远。
Because the relationship between them and God will become further and further.
那离神越来越远，就会失去了从神那里来的平安跟喜乐。
And as a result, that they will lose the peace and the joy from our Lord.
哦，所以一个基督徒如果没有平安，没有喜乐
，So for a Christian has no joy and peace.
很可能的原因就是他里头的光已经变黑暗了。
It's very possible that his heart is now become filled with darkness.
很可能他的心思已经不在主耶稣身上。
It's very possible that their heart is no longer with the Lord Jesus.
他根本没有积财宝在天上。
And so they cannot accumulate their treasure in heaven.
所以他的心不在主耶稣，所以他的神。他真正拜的神并不是主耶稣。
And so their heart is not with Lord Jesus. So what they are worshiping is not Lord Jesus.
所以我们要问自己，我看重的是哪一个
？So we have to ask ourselves, what are we loyal to?
你看马太福音第六章。
Please go back to Book of Matthew chapter 6.
我是很客气的用问的。
I am just being kindly just to ask.
你到底看重什么？
What are you loyal to?
你的心到底在哪里？
Where is your heart?
主耶稣是很直接的。
And Lord Jesus Christ has been very direct.
我们请看马太福音六章二十四节。
Please go to Book of Matthew chapter 6 verse 24.
一个人不能侍奉两个主，不是恶这个爱那个，就是重这个轻那个。你不能又侍奉神，又侍奉马门。
Verse 24. No one can serve two masters.For either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God or mammon.
为什么主耶稣要这么直接？
Why is Lord Jesus he being so direct about this?
他不是问我们的意见。
He is not asking our opinion.
他是很直接的告诉我们你应该怎么做。
He is directly telling us what to do.
其实这个才是真正的爱。
In fact, this is the true love.
他知道我们人的软弱。
He knows our weakness.
我们常常是想要两手都抓到东西。
A lot of time we wish have our both hands to get what we want.
我要主耶稣，我也要这个世界。
I want Lord Jesus, and I also want this world.
但是主耶稣很直接的讲，不能够这样子。
But Lord Jesus directly tell us that we cannot do that.
因为他知道很多问题的原因就是这样子。
Because he knows there's a lot of people running into this kind of problem, and that's a source of the problem.
当我们回想一下我们过去如果有问题，问题在哪里？
And we can always think about in the past where our problem is.
如果我们现在仍然被一些问题所困扰，
if we are still bothered by these problems,
为什么我们没有办法去解决问题？
Why cannot we resolve all these problems?
原因就在于我们想要两把抓。
That is because we want both our hands want to grab everything, Lord and the mammon.
所以我们没有办法得着神的力量。
That's why we cannot receive power from God.
所以我们没有办法得到神给我们的应许。
And so we cannot receive the promise that God want to give us.
其实神是要赐力量给我们。
In fact, God he wants to grant us his power.
其实神是愿意帮助我们。
In fact, God, He wants to help us.
所以他必须像二十四节这样直接的告诉我们。
So, He needs to tell us directly, just like this verse 24.
我们也再来参考一下雅各书第一章。
We can also take a look at the book of James, chapter 1.
雅各书第一章第八节。
James, chapter 1, verse 8.
第八节，心怀恶意的人，在他一切所行的路上没有定见。
Verse 8, he is a double-minded man, unsuitable in all his way.
这是很辛苦的哈，这个 在一切所做的事情上面没有定见。
In fact, this is very tormenting that on the things that you want to do, you are not stable.
哦，这个心怀恶意啊，我们都有这样的经验。
Many people has this double-minded experience.
哦，在这种情况之下，很困惑，很辛苦。
In this situation, it's actually very tormenting and very frustrating.
有时候我们也会跟人家讲，你赶快做个决定。
Sometimes we will tell other people that you have to immediately make a decision.
我们会告诉自己赶快做一个决定。
Sometimes we even tell us that ourselves that too.
因为这种不确定，这种心怀恶意啊，是很辛苦、很痛苦的一件事情。
Because being double-minded is something that's really hard.
那这常常就是。问题的来源
，and a lot of times this is a source of the problem。
所以主耶稣告诉我们，我们要侍奉一个主。
And that's why Lord Jesus told us that we only worship one God。
这样子我们也才能够真的努力来积财在天上。
To worship one Lord, and so we can accumulate our treasure in heaven。
遇到事情的时候就知道怎么去面对，怎么去解决。
And so we can confront the things and resolve the things, all these problems.
专注于神，就能够做出好的、对的决定。
Focus on God, we can make a right decision.
我们参考撒母耳记上二十六章。
Please turn to Book of Samuel, chapter 26.
撒母耳记上二十六章
First Samuel 26
如果可以当王，大部分的人都会是愿意的。
Many people are willingly to become a king.
所以地位会成为一个人的神。
So a status can also become a god of someone.
大卫可以成为王
，David can become king。
但是他没有把这个没当王，没有变成他的神。
But then he didn't treat his kingship like his god。
他还是以天上的看重天上的神。
And he's still loyal to the god that's above。
撒母耳记上二十六章第八节。
First Samuel chapter 26 verse 8。
第八节，亚比塞对大卫说：“现在神将你的仇敌交在你手里，求你容我拿枪将他刺透在地，一刺就成，不用再刺。”
Verse 8. Then Abishai said to David, "God has delivered your enemy into your hand this day. Now, therefore, please let me strike him at once with the spear right to the earth, and I will not have to strike him a second time."
在这个情况，扫罗就在我们的手中。
At this moment, it's in our hand.
马上就可以把它除掉。
We can kill them immediately.
除掉扫罗，大卫，你就是王。
Once we kill Saul, David, you will become a king.
扫罗不会一直在我们的手中。
Saul will not always be in our hand.
扫罗不会是永远这么容易就可以把它除掉。
Saul is not someone that's easily to be killed.
可能就是这么一个小时，甚至几分钟而已。
Maybe it's within that hour. Maybe it's only few minutes.
我们最怕的就是在几分钟之内你要做决定。
And sometimes what we're scared of is just that we have to make a decision in just few minutes.
那大卫他看重神，所以很容易的，他马上做决定。
And David, he's very loyal to God, and so he made a quick decision.
一点都不用挣扎。
He doesn't even have to struggle.
不需要在那边不确定、三心二意。
He doesn't have to sit there and be uncertain and double-minded.
第九节。
Verse 9.
大卫对亚比塞说：“不可害死他。有谁伸手害神的受膏者而无罪呢？”
Verse 9. But David said to Abishai.Do not destroy him, for who can stretch out his hand against Lord's anointed? And the guiltless.
这个亚比塞啊，比大卫还急于啊，让大卫当王。
And Abishai, he's even more worried that than David, that have David to become a king.
所以他对大卫说：“你看，这就是神将扫罗交在我们的手里。”
That's why Abishai was telling David that, see, this is now God has given Saul into our hands.
有时候我们的生活环境真的就是这么危险。
Sometimes our environment that we live in is that just dangerous.
有很好的理由让我们去犯错。
There are many great reasons for us to do wrong.
所以如何才能够得胜？
So how to overcome?
耶稣是我们的神，在我们生活当中，我们真的是在拜主耶稣。
Lord Jesus, He's our God, and in our life, our daily life, Lord Jesus is the one that we're worshiping.
活着的话，不但我们没有办法解决问题，我们还在为自己创造更多的问题。
If not, that we cannot resolve our problem. In fact, we can even create more problems.
所以常常问自己，我到底看重什么？
So a lot of times that we have to ask ourselves, what are we loyal to?
常常问我们自己，到底我现在的心思在哪里？
And we also, we should always ask ourselves where our heart is.
我们一起唱诗149首。
So let's all sing hymn 149.